Hello, and welcome to the Torah Sparks podcast. I'm your host, Ori Strum, and if you're excited to get inspired, let's jump right in. All right, just scrolling through here, this podcast idea website. Here it is. Ideas for a podcast. Start by using a hook to capture the audience. Nah, not going to skip that. Say a story. I don't want to do that. Say a vart. A vart? How do you know what a vart is? I thought that was a Jewish word. Okay, whatever. I'm just going to skip that and go straight ahead and start this podcast. Did you know, by the way, there's a law in Kansas which says when trains meet at a crossing, both shall come to a full stop and neither shall proceed until the other has gone. If your brain hurts after you just heard that, I'm going to repeat it. When trains meet at a crossing, both shall come to a full stop, and neither shall proceed until the other has gone. I'm saying that's like doesn't make any sense. It's like almost impossible to visualize. But I'm going to give you something else that's a bit easier to visualize, and that is the circle. A circle is one of the easiest shapes in the world to visualize, yet ironically enough, it's one of the hardest shapes to draw. Luckily for me, my name, my first name, Ori, starts with an O. So I've been drawing circles for years, since I started writing. And I would say that date, I just have no idea when that started. But I've been writing circles for years, so I'm actually decent at drawing the circle. But it's known that a circle shape, to draw a circle, is very, very hard. But it's a fascinating design. In fact, UX designers, marketing strategists, and psychologists alike have found that when companies are deciding on a logo, the circle shape should be used if the company wishes to convey a sense of community. Right? Think about it. A circle is just, it's like all-inclusive. It represents community. It represents achdus in our lingo. And a good example of this is the Olympics logo. It uses five intersecting circles, each one representing a continent. Now, I know what you're thinking, right? And just by the way, the five circles on the Olympics logo representing the five continents is showing the world coming together as a community, right? And then they're fighting to the teeth. Who could get gold? Okay, that's a separate story. But still, it represents a certain level of community. I just thought it's interesting. Like, what happened to the people in Antarctica or the polar bears, you know, or the scientists in Antarctica? Like, obviously, they're not included as one of the continents. I think it's a racial injustice. I actually think that this should be taken to the Supreme Court. And, you know, we should file legal lawsuits because it's ridiculous that the Olympics logo only registers the five continents. Well, what about Antarctica? And what about I know what you're thinking there, that would only be six. There's really seven, but one of the circles really includes North America and South America. Fine. So with that said, a circle represents community. It's a very soft, friendly, and inviting feel. And there's, again, I've mentioned the UX designers and the marketing people and the psychologists, but I want to tell you and share with you a fascinating piece from the Nota B'Yehuda. I saw this in the Sefer Otzer Pelos HaTorah, Shemos, page 691. Check it out over there. And he makes a startling observation about coins. All coins, old and new, are circular shaped. And if you think about this, it's so true. Like, yeah, they're all circular shaped. But the question is, why? Like, how did that happen? Why did that happen that coins are always circular? And if you look on Google, you'll find answers to this question, as you will probably for any question you ever ask. And this, they'll say things like round coins are easier to stack, to count, as well as to mint. But the Nota B'Yehuda points out that there's a deeper reasoning of why coins are circular. And he says that Hashem designed the world that coins would be circular shaped in order to hint to us that wealth is like a circle. It comes and it goes. In the Hebrew terms, wealth is a galgal hachozer ba'olam, an ever-turning wheel of the world. A person could be wealthy, but then just like that, Hashem can take that wealth away. And therefore, a person's main trust and focus should not be on his monetary wealth, but on his service of Hashem and doing things positive and things like that. And of course, a person can use money to do that, but it has to be done from the right frame of mind, from the right perspective, and the right approach. And of course, having money is important, and it can certainly allow for stability in the home, both financially and emotionally. However, if that wealth causes distraction from one's primary purpose of serving Hashem, and if that wealth leads to stinginess and haughtiness, then surely it's not serving its primary purpose. And I want to share with you a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in 34:1. And he says a person should take to heart that wealth, he uses the same lashon, is a galgal hachozer ba'olam, a wheel that turns in the world. And ultimately it may come about that either he or his child or his grandchild will have to accept charity. And again, because wealth is not something that necessarily lasts. It's a galgal hachozer ba'olam. It's like this ever-turning wheel. It comes and it goes. And it's imperative for a person to realize that all the money he has is a gift from Hashem. And he is meant to give some of it away to other people who are less fortunate. Who are less fortunate than him. As the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Rav Shlomo Gantzri says further, one should not allow himself to think and say, hey, how can I diminish my funds by giving them to the poor? For he must know that the money is not his, but rather it is given to him as a deposit, that he use it to execute the will of the one who deposited it with him. In fact, it is this, says the Kitzur, the charity that he gives that is the portion that is truly his, for it alone remains after all his toil in this world is gone. Moreover, the merit of charity suspends all evil decrees and extends life. My friends, money is circular. It's just like the circle. It's a galgal hachozer ba'olam. It comes and it goes. In fact, the gematria, the numerical value of galgal hachozer ba'olam is the same as mace, 440. Mace means death. When a person dies, lo yered acharav kivodo, it says in the pasuk. When a person dies and he goes up to heaven, all of the money that he had in this world is not going to make a difference. It does not go with him. But you know what will make a difference? Not the money that he had, but what will make a difference is what a person did with all of the money that he had. And when discussing the Shulchan is like the prototype example of the vessel in the temple, in the tabernacle that stood for and represented money and sharing with people. A Shulchan is a table. It had the lechem upon him, so it represented this idea of tzedakah, giving to other people, being generous with your means. And the Torah says in 25:26, v'asisa lo arba tabos zahav, make four gold rings for it. My friends, again, what is a ring? A ring is, of course, circular shaped. And the Kli Yakar jumps on this, and he points out and explains that this pasuk, when it says arba tabos, right, by in relation to the shulchan, the table that was situated in the Mishkan, the Kli Yakar says that this pasuk is a reminder that wealth is a galgal hachozer ba'olam, a wheel that turns in the world. And just like a circular tabas, a ring, when it just like that's a circle, so too money, it comes and it goes. And therefore, when a person realizes this, that money comes and goes, and it's merely a gift from Hashem in the present, he'll offer support from his own shulchan to others who are in need. The table, the shulchan in the Mishkan, which housed the lechem aponim, the incredible breads, teaches us to be like the tabas, a circular ring, right? Be inclusive. Like we said, a circle represents, even in psychology, in UX design, it's inclusive. It's that community, a sense of community. Achdus, like on the Olympic golden, by the Olympic rings. And it's important that we create a home, an environment, an atmosphere that is soft, friendly, and inviting, just like the circle. We have to be the type of person who conveys a sense of community, to be a giving person. And whether it's a few dollars to somebody, whether it's a smile to somebody, whether it's a good word to somebody, there's always a way for us to broaden our personal circle of space and give to others. And we have to remember, in life, it's not about what we have that will count after 120. Rather, it's about about what we do with what we have and what we give from what we have that will truly count. And I want to share with you and end with the following Rabbeinu Bechaya, that when I read it, it literally was like that mind-blown emoji, like five of them all in a row. And I want to tell you what he says. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, "Uminhag chasidim shebetzarfat." There was a custom in Tzarfat, "Shaosim mishulchanam aron lekvura," that they would make from the wood from their tables, they would make their own coffin. Lahoros, and this teaches us, "Ki adam lo yisa meuma biyado," that when a person dies, nothing comes with him into the grave. "Lo yilonu ba'amalo ki im hatzedaka sh'asa b'chayev," the house, the money, the car, the fame, that does not come with a person to the grave. Like we quoted the pasuk, "Lo yered acher of kavodo," the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, "Ki im hatzedaka sh'asa b'chayev," except for the tzedaka that he did during his lifetime and the good that he bestowed, "V'hatova shehu meitiv al shulchano," and the good that he bestowed upon others by means of his table. And this is, it's mind-boggling. Again, we don't really have this minhag, but it's just, it brings out this point. They would make their coffin from the wood on their table to bring out this yesod, bring out this idea that it's not about the money that we have that defines us, that identifies us. It's about what we do with the money that we have, what we do with the things, with the good things, that the tova that we have. And Hashem should give us the wherewithal, the strength, the fortitude, the knowledge, and the realization that, hey, everything we have is a gift from Hashem. Yes, let's use it. Let's enjoy life. But at the same time, let us make sure we're causing others joy as well and lifting other people up and be people who are giving individuals. Going back to that random law in Kansas about trains meeting at a crossroad, and both shall come to a full stop, and neither shall proceed until the other has gone, I still have no clear understanding or visual what that means. But what I do have a visual of, and what I do have a clear understanding is, this is so that the Torah is telling us, that we're learning from the Shulchan, that money is like the tabas, it's a galgal achozer ba'olam, and all of those things do not come with us into the grave. But you know what does? It's what we do with the things that we have. And Hashem should give us the kochos to realize this, channel all of the money that we have for good things, and become the best people and the best givers that we possibly can. You just listened to another Torah Sparks podcast episode. If you liked it, I would appreciate you to rate, leave a review if you don't mind. And Amir Tashem, we'll see you all next week. Thank you so much, and have a great week.